Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and Simca Family Practice, offering physicals, wellness exams, and treatment for colds and flu. Clinics throughout Williamson County. Information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning. Today is November the 4th, and on your WSIU Almanac, the first cash register was patented today in 1880 in Dayton, Ohio. Locally, this Tuesday in Carbondale, the Carbondale branch of the American Association of University Women is hosting a soup and salad benefit lunch at 11:30 in the morning at the faculty house. Dr. Glenn Pichard will be the guest speaker. And now for the first Friday of November's astronomy feature, here is Cheryl Ernst of the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois.
November brings with it longer nights and the fainter, more sprawling constellations of the autumn-winter transition. As we look out into the southern and eastern sky at nightfall, we are looking away from the plane of our galaxy and into intergalactic space. The predominant telescopic objects in the autumn are other galaxies, each composed of billions or hundreds of billions of stars. The prominent landmark in the November evening sky is the Great Square of Pegasus, which is high in the sky toward due south at 8 p.m. Just below the Great Square is a dim football-shaped pattern that represents one of the two fish that make up the constellation Pisces. This football-shaped pattern is often called the circlet of Pisces. Jupiter has left the skies of evening and has become a fixture in the early morning sky. Jupiter can be found low in the southeast as dawn encroaches in early November, and the great giant planet rises higher each morning as November unfolds.
And that's the Friday, November 4th, WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your weekend. Good Friday morning. Here is your WSIU Almanac. In 1842, on this day, two people got married in Springfield, Illinois. Their names? Abraham and Mary Todd Lincoln. And on this day in 1998, the country of Brazil set the minimum retirement age for women at 48 and men 53. Locally, applications for the next class of master gardeners are currently being accepted by the U of I Extension Service through December 11th. The spring class runs from January 31st to April 18th, and it takes place at Wren Lake Visitor Center. In Olney, this coming Wednesday, November the 9th, Olney Central College is hosting a college fair for those looking to go to various Illinois colleges and universities like U of I Springfield, Eastern Illinois, SIU Carbondale, SIU Edwardsville, and quite a few others. For information about this November the 9th College Information Night, contact Alan Aldridge, the OCC Career Services Coordinator, at 618-395-7777. In nature, this Saturday and Sunday, you can join with other community members and help maintain trails at Touch of Nature south of Carbondale. And in less than 2 weeks, the Southern Illinois Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Ed Benyus, will present its annual Stars of Altgeld concert. The musical evening will take place on November 15th at Shryock Auditorium. And that's your WSIU Almanac for November the 4th. Have a good weekend.